Well, Nick, we have another special guest in the studio right now.
We sure do.
It's Kevin Cootey, everybody. Kevin Cootey.
And Buck will get you a cup of core coffee.
How you doing, Kevin?
Thank you. Thanks for coming in. I really appreciate it. Happy anniversary.
Thank you very much, Kevin.
Gramps.
Can you believe it?
He's been on Gramps?
Yes, he did.
He's probably one of the few people who can get away with that.
Well, yeah, that's right.
How long have you been with KCCI?
Not as long as he's been here, but almost. I started in high school in 1969.
So. Oh, see? There you go. Yeah. So you guys, television, radio, those years together.
We have something in common. We're both old.
Speak for yourself.
So did you listen to Youngie when you were in high school?
Oh, yes, yes. As a matter of fact, even going back to probably even before, before Dick was here, there was a gal in my grade school class. There was a contest that went on at KIOA. Come up with the best meaning for KIOA. And a friend of mine, we were in grade school at Holy Trinity or something like that. And she came up with the saying, keep it on always. Mm-hmm. And she won a free party for all her friends at the pits, Clearwater Beach or something like that out there and stuff. And so all six of us 12-year-olds went out and had a party. I'm a lifelong listener to KIOA. Back when they were, we were playing the same stuff that you're playing now, but back then it was new.
You know what? You look younger in person. What does that mean?
What are you talking about?
That's a compliment.
I saw that story that Steve Carlin did on you Friday. You look younger in person, too. Television adds 170 pounds or something, whatever the really old saying is.
That was when I was 12.
We thank you for coming by.
I wouldn't have missed it for the world. I appreciate the invitation. I was going to stop down and say hi anyway, but because there have been a number of times. I remember one time you were
over at the car
dealership over there on the east side and stuff like that, and we drove in. And
Dewey Ford.
Yeah, and I can't remember what the event was, but it was some sort of a fundraiser that you had going on, and we drove down the old 1950 Pontiac. And that was when the brakes went out on the Pontiac, and I found out just as we were cruising toward this large picture window, and Dick was on the other side of it, and I was like, thank goodness we had an emergency brake, because otherwise it would have been 25 years, Dick.
Where's your wife?
She wanted me to deliver you a message. She is with her father right now and taking care of him, and she wanted me to say that it is really nice to be able to come and say congratulations, and congratulations from her as well.
Thank you.
And that there is, I think the line was that there is somebody who has been in the business longer than we have in this market. So,
Kevin Cootey, everybody!
Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin.